All right, guys. So you probably don't know it, but we got an email, and it's from a random guy, and it really moved me. So I kind of wanted to respond to the email through song. So here we go. Ramblecast, are my jokes too long? My hair's falling out and my rights are all wrong. My friends, they don't let me on Owen and Baru. Won't you write them a letter? Let me join the crew. Sign, Handsome Jack. Well, Jack, whoever you are out there, wanted to give you a proper response, so here you go. Handsome Jack, you have no complaint. You are what you are, and you ain't what you ain't. So listen up, Buster, listen up good. Stop wishing for gold and knocking on wood. Sign the Ramblecast.
I like it. That's great.
Nicely
done. I think that's my favorite of all time.
That was pretty good.
Top notch.
We do have an email, though. We actually do have one.
Oh, cool.
We'll let Chris.
That was a real email from some guy named Jack. I don't know
really?
Who he was. Yeah.
Jack the Complainer.
Mm-hmm.
Jack the. Well, I'll say this, and I'll say it, not calling anybody out. If I was scheduled to be on your podcast and said I'd be on your podcast, I would have showed up for the podcast.
Oh, you wouldn't have fallen asleep?
I wouldn't have slept through the podcast. I don't know how many podcasts I've done in the last 12-odd years. I don't think I've ever fallen asleep before a podcast.
I think
I'm not calling anyone out, but I'm just saying.
I have.
Well, yeah, well, we get that.
I know. And he doesn't have responsibilities like babysitting. Like Jack does.
It's a tough job. She learned a new trick today. Yesterday she learned a new trick. I was feeding her, and she thought it was funny to spit it back out.
Oh, nice.
Went spraying all over her, all over me, and she just was laughing. I go, young lady, this is not funny. This is not funny, but she thought it was funny. So every time I was going to feed her, she's like making the – I go, no, 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 because I'm tough. I'm tough on my grandkids.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah.
Like butter. Tough like butter.
But I said, oh, come on. Why are we doing this? Why? Why? Your mom's going to say, oh, I see her outfit got dirty again. I said, well, she's a kid. She's running. She moves all over the place. She thinks it's fun to flick her milk. It's a pain. It's a pain. But, you know.
That sounds like, you know, someone that came from you. Eventually, your relatives,
my relatives, yeah, no,
difficult.
Well, yeah, it makes sense, but you know, anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
So I missed a podcast last week, not because I was sleeping, but because my fucking hockey team was.
Oh, were you rooting for the Blues?
No.
Look how excited those fans are that they got a championship.
Know. No, at the end of the day, it's awesome. Like, I mean, that's the one thing that you don't see, at least I haven't seen. There's been no, you know, Bruins fans, Blues fans hate. It's only been Bruins on Bruins fans hate. That's the only thing I've seen. But in all honesty, you know, it's a great experience for the Blues to win. You know, that's amazing. Like, I mean, you know, we had the luxury of that in 03 with the Red Sox of winning our first in 86 years, right? So whatever it was. Congratulations, hat tip to the Blues. I mean, the and their fans for the Stanley Cup W.
To come into Boston.
Yeah, no question. You know, it's crazy, and it's never an excuse, but you always read after, you know, the series is over and you see all of, like, the real – you know, undisclosed injuries that have taken place in over the span of the season and the postseason. And we had a broken team, man. You know, we had Achari, we had a broken sternum. Like, how are you going to be skating up and down the ice throwing hits like he does with a broken sternum?
You're a hockey player. Suck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the case. And of course, the Char has got a broken jaw. They put screws in his face and he went back on the ice and played. Nice. It's incredible. But yeah, at the end of the day, the Blues, they outplayed us. They're a big team. They're a great team. They're going to be a force for seasons to come, not just for this Stanley Cup.
To win the Stanley Cup is an amazing thing because it's a long season. And like you said, hockey players, I played not that level, obviously, but you get, puck here, puck there, check here, elbow, fight, whatever it is. It's a long season. You take your bumps and bruises. By the time you get to the Stanley Cup, you've earned it.
Yeah.
You've earned the right to be there. And if you win it, it's like, it's amazing. You go back and look at teams like the Oilers and the Islanders and other teams that have won consecutive cups, like four in a row. And you're like, how's that even possible?
Right.
Because, injuries happen, but it's just, but it doesn't get the credit. The sport doesn't get the credit it deserves because it's hard to watch on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough.
So should we call 2019 as the year of the underdog with the Toronto Raptors winning and now we have the St. Louis Blues? I mean, should we go ahead and call it that the Los Angeles Chargers might just win the Super Bowl?
That's adorable.
Anyway, the Raptors, who I was rooting for, because they have Kawhi Leonard, who's the best player in the NBA, who went to San Diego State, led the Toronto Raptors to their first NBA championship. And then four people got shot at the rally.
I don't know if they got shot. They just shot to scare people.
I thought three people got hit.
Oh, I think – no, they didn't get hit. They just – like from the panic, probably.
Okay, is that what it was?
I don't think anyone got shot.
Can't we just celebrate and have fun without tearing things apart?
No.
Again, I don't know. I don't know how that is because, when the Hurricanes won the Stanley Cup, I was in California. So I've never been there to celebrate the whole thing. I don't know this urge. I got to go rip up cars and tear down and break glass and. I don't get it, but that's just me.
That would have been funny though to see like Toronto Canadians out there, like can you really see Canadians out there like, oh hey, I'm going to flip your car, eh?
Hey, is it okay if I flip your car?
Yeah.
Hey, can you get out so get some help?
I'll tell you though, that's the reason why I'm sure I didn't listen to the show, but I'm sure you guys probably made fun of me for not being there. But the reason I wasn't on the show last week because the Bruins are playing game 7 against the Blues, didn't end up the way I wanted it to. I actually had the opportunity to go to the game.
Oh, you didn't go?
I did not go. I mean, because it wasn't free.
Oh.
It would have cost me $1,200.
Oh, yeah.
And I could not imagine what the fuck I would have done had I been at that game and realized, holy shit, I just spent $1,200 on this.
To lose.
So
a lot of scratch.
Yeah, hindsight being 2020, I'm extremely happy.
You didn't go to the game, you just blew us off.
Oh yeah, I was watching it. Yeah, I'm not going to broadcast it to you during game 7. Sorry.
Well, it just would have been Chris being silent the whole time and then just going, fuck!
But Jay showed up for that podcast.
He did.
Yeah. It's just like if you guys remember going back to the moments leading up to the Super Bowl. It was I remember giving you guys a list of dates being like, these are all potential playoff games and or Super Bowl, so I can't be in any of these shows. But that was just kind of
it was like a podcast cock block, basically. So
I guess I'll be like that this year when the Browns go to the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Or the Ravens.
So yeah,
if it's truly the year of the underdog, it would be the Browns.
Well, seeing as this is, we almost had a trifecta of championships. I mean, I'm just saying.
I think nothing against people from Boston, but thank God. I mean, you guys are just enough to handle without that happening. It's like I think I would quit all social network. I don't think I could take it.
I've said it before, Chris, but I'll say it again. I kind of feel sorry for your son because he's going to be Jack Klatfelter in like 20 years.
With more hair.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely more hair. But
Jack at 20 had some phenomenal locks of hair. He did some posts recently on social media. Those Beautiful hair.
And some long legs and some short shorts.
Yeah.
That's the way it was. That's how we rolled, man.
Just saying. Because, like, you know, Boston right now, you know, is on the upswing. And, you know, as soon as Belichick and everything, it's just going to come down. And then it's going to be like 20, 30, or maybe 86 years of just disappointing.
He's going to have to go through what I went through as a kid.
I remember when the Pats were bad and had no fans. Yeah. It wasn't like you get – what we talked about last week on Facebook, you all of a sudden you see these people who are – they're Blues fans. And, you know, some you believe because they're – you know, I've seen them talk about them before. But all of a sudden people, oh, my Blues finally won it all. Or my Raptors finally won it all. Oh, my Patriots. I mean, I follow people. I go, look, I've seen you post shit about other fucking teams. Suddenly now you're a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
I mean, I can say with full certainty that – I have been a Red Sox, I have been a Patriots, and I've been a Bruins fan for as long as I can remember.
You leaving out the Celtics?
I never have really been a huge basketball fan, to be completely honest with you. So, like, you know, watching, you know, the NBA finals didn't really do it for me. I haven't watched basketball since, like, I mean, I haven't religiously watched basketball probably since, like, the Larry Bird days. When I was a kid, I'd watch with my dad. Mm-hmm. But even the championship we won with KG and Paul Pierce and Jesus Shuttlesworth, what's his name, Ray Allen. I was definitely a fair weather fan for that last half of the season. I remember I started watching halfway through the season and Matt, that's terrible.
I've watched the San Antonio series when they won with Kawhi Leonard.
Again, so reminder for those listening at home, we do have a chat option here amongst the
I just saw it. I go, what are they laughing at? Oh,
I can't repeat that. But anyways, yeah. So I mean, I watched it and it was fun because they were competitive and there's a spirit about that team that you just loved watching, but. In fairness, I wasn't a true fan through.
So you're a fan of Danny Ainge, the GM.
He's actually a good GM. Like, I've actually met him a couple times, you know, since him becoming GM, and he's actually a really super nice guy.
He went to school at BYU.
Yeah, he did. Nice dude. He's done more for that organization than we've seen in quite a long time, and we've had, you know, higher percentage team winning teams for over the last 10 years than we've had in a long time, which is not bad. But, like, again, I'm not a huge basketball fan.
Favorite Celtic of all time, Larry Bird?
Yeah. Or Robert Parrish. I mean, you got to go with the 00.
Really? Over Bill Russell? You choose Bill Russell, Robert Parrish over Bill Russell?
Bill Russell was before me. So I never watched Bill Russell play. But I mean, I guess if you're gonna say
Kevin. I would thought you would if it wasn't Larry Bird. I would say Kevin
McCall.
The entire team was back in the, you know. I remember being a kid, and they had.
I only remember it was Ainge,
Parrish,
Bird,
and
Dennis Johnson, DJ.
Yeah. So I remember as a kid, like that was huge around here. I mean, I lived in Western Mass, and like it was a complete regional like phenomenon. Even like the state of Massachusetts had like a dollar, you know, scratch ticket after them called the green stuff. And I remember like thinking that was the coolest thing in the world because like you could send out to get like a green stuff t-shirt, right? And there was just like all the players with big heads and stuff. It was a good time. That was back when I was, you know, as a kid, as big of a fan as I could be, you know.
They have a different kind of green stuff cat scratch off now, right?
Yeah, actually, Paul Pierce, believe it or not, just opened up his own line of CBD paraphernalia called the Truth CBD Oils, which is his nickname, The Truth. So, yeah, a new green is definitely.
Okay, well.
Well, I watching the NBA, I watch it when Kawhi Leonard's in there. And one thing I noticed is the court's too fucking small now. These guys are huge.
Yeah.
It's too crowded. They need to widen the court. I'm serious. I'm not joking about this. I also think they should probably do it in the NFL. But because the players are bigger.
So make it Canadian football?
Well, the players are bigger. You'd have less injuries if you widen the field because.
What if the field was like soccer size?
Well, no, you don't have to go. You don't have to be crazy. But, you know, just widen it like a few yards each way. But, you know, I know the NBA, they would lose those premium. They'd lose some seats. Well, a premium dollar. But I was watching the game. The thing I couldn't get over it. These guys, like your guards are 6'10". I go, everyone's so damn big. But, you know, hey, don't
add. That's the problem with sports these days. Yeah. People are just so damn big.
Yeah. Anyway. And what I got to put this out here. I watch a lot of baseball. What's with the new style of baseball player looking like the Unabomber? I mean, it's just like they all got that grizzly beard and the long fucking hair. I mean, have you noticed it? Am I just the only one?
Yeah.
I've noticed it. That's beardist, man.
I apologize.
Unabomber always wore a hoodie, dude. So how can he tell if he had long hair or not?
Well, the Unabomber on the drawing is nothing like the Unabomber.
That's true.
It's like, it was a good-looking guy with a hoodie and some cool sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then Unabomber got arrested. I go, all right, who the fuck is that?
It was his brother.
It was Thor. It was Thor from the latest Avengers.
Yeah.
Fat Thor. Yes.
His brother Loki turned him in.
Am I right, though? I mean, that artist rendering that we were looking for, that guy. You see this guy, don't accept his package. Well, I guess that's wrong with thing they say, too. But, Eddie. But, you know, you look at the drawing, and it looked nothing like it. I mean, he looked like he was playing for the Rockies.
But it was his letters that I believe. I thought that his brother maybe read the letters or something like that. It had something to do with.
He said, "My brother Mark."
It's been about 20 years since I remember the whole Unabomber stuff. So bear with me on remembering all
that's
of that.
That's okay. Yeah, I know it was his manifesto that got him caught. Right.
Right.
There was something in there that said, "I'm living in a cabin. I look nothing like the drawing. This is actually what I look like."
Just pulling it up here, like there's his picture.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's the drawing.
I mean, that guy, the drawing is a porn star. Am I right? That's a 70s porn star.
The drawing looks like somebody that could be in Cobra Kai.
Oh yeah, Chris, I'm not sure if you saw that. So Matt finally finished Cobra Kai.
That's awesome. I did see that. So
all right, Matt, let's talk about the Man in the High Castle.
I there was a couple things that happened over the last week. So I had this old Google Chrome stick or Google Chrome cast. I had a Chromecast, and it was at my work, worked just fine. And I brought it home because I was like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, my sister's coming to town, I want the TV in the basement.
She's a Pats fan, right?
No. Well, you're thinking of my stepsister, who I still call my sister. But this is my half sister, who I still call my sister. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They're my sisters, but this is my sister from Washington State. So she's coming to town.
Did you bring any apples?
No. Mm-hmm. So
I'm laughing at what Nick wrote.
Touche, my friends, touche. I'm glad that everybody at home is just like, what the fuck?
I wish I was on the podcast. I could read what they're putting in the chat.
Oh, my God. We would be arrested for some of the shit that goes on in that chat.
So anyway, I brought the Chromecast home, crapped out. Like, I could not get it to sync. I was on Google Help for an hour with this thing. Much too much time spent on trying to salvage this old piece of shit. I mean, it was basically like, you know, R4-D5, you know, it was just like bad motivator. It just didn't work. So I ended up buying a Roku. You know, I have two Apple TVs upstairs, but I was like, the Roku price is really good.
Yeah.
And there's some other things that are available on there that's not on Apple TV.
I love my Roku.
I love it too. It's now I used to have a streaming box downstairs. In my
so Roku my actually here. Just connects to your Apple TV box.
What's no? It's just it just connects to your TV like an Apple TV.
Oh, okay.
So, right. Basically, their device is to make your regular TV a smart TV. But it works even if your TV is a smart TV. But
right.
Well, and so my
TV, the operating system is Roku. So like when you turn it on, it's just Roku.
That's awesome. Nice. Well, I have an older TV downstairs in the basement, so it doesn't have an HDMI cable, but they do have this. Roku Express Plus now, which all you have to do is have the red, white, yellow, you know, cable connector, and you're good to go. So you're able to use it with older TVs. So I've been enjoying the Roku box. And then on top of that, I've been quite the avid, you know, Women's World Cup watcher. And so I had signed up for a week free of YouTube live TV. It's like you get a week for free. So tomorrow I have to turn it off. So while I had my week for free, I was just like, I need to catch up on this Cobra Kai. So at night I've been, you know, kicking the episodes down, you know, four here, four there. And finally last night I finished off the season. So good. I know that was a long, long way to get to how I have YouTube, but I also, being able to watch it in the basement here within my studio where I podcast from, has been really nice and so good. If you enjoyed the first season, you're going to love the second season.
I mean, it kind of like the first one, it started off a little slow, but it ended just solid. Just like, whoa, you know. And then Chris and I talked right after I finished season two. And Chris, I believe, is his theory, I'm not sure if he wants to talk about it here or not, but it's a very good theory of what's going to happen in season three. So anyone out there who's not watched Cobra Kai.
Oh, it's been a month or two. Well,
I'm just saying, yeah. If you don't want to be spoiled, skip ahead 1 minute.
Yeah, so
Or five.
I take forever to talk to say anything. So yeah, it's gonna be a while.
You close that cabinet behind you.
What?
Huh? What?
The cabinet's open behind you. It's driving me crazy.
What cabinet?
Yeah. Hang on.
Oh.
All right. Every time you talk, I'll look and see what's open cabinet. This is driving me crazy.
I thought you were talking to Matt because he put on his own Brew's hat just to rub it in your face.
Fuck that. I don't give a fuck anymore.
I have like hundreds of things behind me, but that shit behind Chris, that's what bothers you?
Right.
I ignore you.
He just likes my bland beige wall. You know?
Well, you got that thing where it looks like there was a picture at one point, Hank, like a thing that holds something. There's something up there that drives me crazy too. But that's
Because I hung a picture, but I discovered that in my move the frame got damaged, so I had to send it to the framer to get it.
Yeah, but that thing, it just irritates me. But that's okay. I don't expect you to take it down for me. No.
So now that we haven't talked to Cobra Kai, and we told the listeners to skip ahead,
this is why we said 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I had this theory timestamped, Nick. You can attest to this, that I came up with this theory maybe minutes after finishing, or this the next day after I finished watching the series. So the theory that I have, is, so first of all, what is the girl's name? The one that's the Cobra Kai girl who is ironically in one of my daughter's favorite Disney TV shows.
The
one that's dating Benny or
not. Yeah. What's her name?
Looking it up now.
Look it up for me. Okay, cool. So here's my theory. The show ends with this fairly ambiguous, you know, it was a Facebook message or a text message. I can't remember exactly what it was.
From Allie.
From Allie, right? So Allie,
she accepts his request.
That's what it was. It was a friend accepted the friend in exception of a friend request. You know, as a kid, I was in love with Allie. Allie was kind of like the epitome of that.
Allie was very important to you, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So my theory is, because I think that they mentioned that Allie is now like a surgeon or a doctor, and her husband is the same. Awesome. So the name of the girl is Tori. We'll get to that in a second. So here's my theory. There's two theories in this. I feel like, first of all, Allie's going to play a key role because she's going to come back and perform the surgery that's going to save, what's his name? Benny or whatever.
It's Miguel.
Miguel.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Robbie.
Sorry. So Miguel, I believe my theory is he's going to get saved because the surgery will be performed by Allie, thus introducing Allie to the whole storyline. Mm-hmm. But here's the kicker.
He got eyes on the table because both Johnny and Danny fight at the operating room, knocking over all the tools. Right?
No. So, no.
You want to fight? Let's take care of this now.
Here's the second plot twist or the reveal we're going to find out. And this is kind of like a crackpot theory, but I think it's got some weight behind it. So when Tori was first introduced on the show, introducing herself to, I believe, Miguel, she says, "Hi, mm-hmm. I'm Tori with a Y." And I was like, that sounded odd. It was really weird. And in between then and now, I've actually watched, to be fair, I didn't finish it. I watched like an hour's worth of The Karate Kid. Okay. And when Allie introduces herself to Daniel, she goes, "Hi, I'm Allie with an I." And I was like,
And that's when Daniel starts going to his hating of all the
exactly point in which Daniel becomes the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So my crazy crackpot theory is that Tori is Allie's daughter.
Yeah,
I believe that to be 100% true.
And you think that maybe Allie and her husband, Doctor, maybe have a divorce, and that's why Tori is so torn up. And now that Allie's back in the play, and Johnny and Hot Smoking Mama are not wanting to see each other right now, who knows what'll happen?
So that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
I would stick to it because I think that's spot on.
All right, now didn't Jack talk about that? And correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe, you know, I'm vaguely putting together like what you guys talked about as I tried not to listen.
I thought you were finished.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I mean, like while you guys were talking about this, like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
But wasn't there a moment where you basically had alluded to the fact that you wanted Johnny, to kind of. Basically, you wanted Johnny and Daniel to like kind of team up against
work together. Yeah, against what's his name, the bad guy.
Yeah, Reese. Is that right? So, and there's that moment in episode 9 where you're like, finally, they're like kind of becoming friends, and you're
where they're drinking and have a good time because in Los Angeles with 20 million people. In Los Angeles, Nick knows, if you've ever been there, it's huge. It's massive. Los Angeles, you typically run into people all the time that you know at a restaurant.
All the time.
And end up sitting next to them.
I don't even run into my neighbors in Los Angeles.
I mean, that's just typical of what us. But anyway, I'm not saying that was lazy writing.
They do live in the valley.
Yeah. But they went outside the valley.
All right. Fair enough, though. They did go to a Mexican restaurant, though. So, and you know,
there's only one Mexican restaurant in Los Angeles.
I'm sure there's only one really nice one that involves dancing.
Yeah, because tacos and dancing is what I
mean. Nothing says
with a little salsa.
Yeah, let's let things loose.
talk about hot moms, though. I mean, both Bobby's mom and Daniel's wife.
Yeah.
He is the Karate Kid. He's the champ.
So, I'm hoping that season.
Miguel's mom. The mom of the mom that they've slated as the one that has the drug addiction.
Yeah.
Completely odd. Like it was. Just,
that's Robbie's mom.
Robbie.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
So Robbie's mom.
She's the former lover. I don't think they were ever married, were they, with Johnny?
No, I don't think so.
But unbelievably gorgeous.
Because when Robbie was born, Johnny said, "Put him in a body bag." Anyway.
They're all the moms are dude. And I'm sorry, but Jack, you called it like the moment where they zip up the fucking body bag.
Isn't that great?
I lost it.
I could, the whole time I'm thinking, oh, come on, say put him in a body bag. And then when they actually put him in a body bag, I go, yes, that is the best fucking scene in the history of television. I go, to actually go there where everybody's like, you got to say body bag. You got to say put him in a body. You got to say it. And they went there. I said, that is the best thing in the world.
It was so good. It was so good. I laughed out loud. I've never had more joy watching somebody get zipped up into a body bag.
I woke Cindy up by going, yes! And she goes, what? I go, nothing. It's not worth telling you why I just woke you up when you have to get up in 3 hours. No, I'm sorry.
You know, like that whole episode, though, I kept just because it's like Jack and I have talked about, like at Comic-Con, like, you know, you see actors and actresses that you remember from certain movies, you know, made in the 70s or the 80s, and that's how you mentally remember them.
Yeah.
And then to see them at Comic-Con, you're like, damn, you got old, you know?
Yeah.
And that's that whole episode. I kept thinking, like, damn, Bobby.
What's Johnny's friend, the guy that he's a minister now? He was in the original. He had great hair.
Yeah, he did.
In fact, when I did one on Crazy Hank TV, a review of the Karate, I put his picture on the original Karate Kid, the movie, and his one from the show. I know what you're going through. I know, because he had great hair, and it's completely gone.
Yeah.
They all looked like shit.
And I guess that guy, actually, for the guy that lost all his hair, he's actually a fifth degree. He trained in karate after that, so he was – Those scenes where he's kicking, that's probably really him.
Huh. Hmm.
So. All right, but kudos though to the production and Cobra Kai. You know, I'm sure the executive producers, because I know.
Well, they're listening.
Yeah, they're listening. But kudos to them though for like actually, you know, using the same actors.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, even Daniel's mom makes a cameo. I mean, but I mean, it's like it's the same actress. Like they're not recasting. They're not like saying like, oh, you don't fit this part anymore. So we're gonna like just totally like, you know, pull in somebody else. So I like the fact that they kept it authentic. So I don't mind the fact that those guys look old. Fuck, that's what happens, right?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Age catches up, and not everybody can look like Daniel LaRusso. I mean, geez, like that guy.
Well, that's what I mean. Like you look at Ralph Macchio. Yeah, Ralph Macchio. Yeah. And even look at Johnny. Like both of them have aged really well.
And it's not fair. It's not fair. It's like Tom Cruise and, you know, John Stamos and all those guys.
Right. Exactly. Oh, I mean, hell, even look at George Clooney. You look at George Clooney in the 90s. You know, he never was an ugly man, but he's aged better. You know, and you're just like, wow, how does that happen?
That is not fair. It's like Paul Rudd.
Yeah, Paul Rudd. He never ages, though. He's a vampire.
Well, the crazy age story there is that Ralph Macchio is currently older than
Miyagi.
Miyagi was.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's crazy.
Pat Morita didn't age well.
And I thought it was funny. I mean, there's a scene in the this
dead man. What too soon?
There's a scene in the series where these
wax off.
Daniel ends up fighting off these young punks or whatever, and they call him Grandpa. And I was like, really, they'd call him Grandpa because he doesn't look like a grandpa. But I think they were just trying to emphasize.
What would they call me? Dude, I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
No comment. But I just thought it was funny that they're like, you know, what do you got, Grandpa, or whatever? And I was just like, huh, okay, well. So
who thinks Robbie screwed up by not telling that Miguel brought back the medal?
Absolutely. Yeah,
well, you knew they were setting up some things there.
Yeah, come on, Robbie. So. Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, and I thought, I thought the whole season was really good. I liked the fact that it played out in the school the way that it did. I thought that you know, some of that stuff, of course, you're like, really? Like, why aren't more teachers coming into play? And then they even kind of show it. Like, one teacher's like, I'm not getting involved.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah. So
there's one potential loophole or plot hole with now that Reese is in charge of the dojo. You know, and at the end of season one, they didn't want to let Johnny enter the competition, the karate competition, because it was Reese's dojo. And so I'm curious now, what are they going to do about that, or if they're just going to ignore it?
Well, who's that rich? Who's that rich guy in like Karate Kid 12 that paid that guy to come in and beat Daniel Russo?
Oh right, yeah, number three.
He's a rich guy. I'm sure he takes over. Probably the reason he gets in because that guy will probably take over the tournament.
Or they just
disagree with me, Matt.
You know, they'll just pawn it off on like Stingray or something like that. You know,
because you know what I'm talking about. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was the rich guy that hired. He was friends with Reese, and he had to hire. They hired that.
They might. I mean, that's why not.
Like 40 and he was going against Johnny.
I did love the scene in the last episode with the Stingray, you know, being the security guard for the high school. He's like, I got this, and just starts dropping kids. You know? Like, what the hell? So good.
Fucking Stingray, dude.
He had his hands tied together.
With the beers. Yeah, no, that was good.
Why was he was legal? Why was he running?
That's true. I mean,
he would be aiding and abetting minors, though.
Well, he said, I was sleeping. I woke up.
No. I'm not going to believe that bullshit. No,
I think they will.
I will phone a friend. We all know somebody in law enforcement.
We actually have a listener that's a cop. Yeah.
So I will say, though, that the cops won't believe that shit. And that guy is, if they have any minors there that have alcohol, and
I was going to type something and I stopped.
that was another scene that did make me just laugh out loud. Is, you know, when he shows up with his date and she's like, I thought we were going to your friend's house. And she's like, he's not my friend.
Yeah, parents are just gone.
It was funny when he first ran into Johnny and he was at the
the mall.
Yeah. That
was hardware store.
Hardware store. Yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't seen Cobra Kai and you're fans of the Karate Kid, it's a must see. Even if you're not fans of Karate Kid, I think you should watch it.
Yeah, it really is.
You can watch the Karate Kid and see Daniel Russo in his Charger jersey. His San Diego Charger.
You can even just watch, even if you're just familiar with the first Karate Kid, it's not like you need to know.
You don't even know the second or third one. Like the only thing that threw me off for half a second in season two is when he, you know, admits he's, I was in Cobra Kai, and you're like, no, you weren't, and then you're like, oh, I guess technically you were.
Yeah, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten all about that. I go,
yeah.
Because he went to the dark side.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why no one acknowledges number three.
That could be on Star Wars.
I do love how they do those edits, though, of like when they're fighting as adults and they're playing back to their fight from Karate Kid. I love the edits that they do when they pull in stuff from the original. Even the stuff with Pat Morita and you know, Mr. Miyagi, like when they show those certain scenes. You know, it's not too ham-fisted. I feel like it's always done right.
Did we ever see the scene where Danny's learning to balance on the wheel?
We have not.
Okay, so Johnny just pulled this out of his ass. I mean, Danny just pulled this out of his ass, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's just his new way of teaching.
That's his new wax on, wax off. Well, they do the wax on, wax off. But it goes, you got to do this.
They had the balance on the post thing, which we haven't seen that yet, and I think that they're waiting.
So the wheel is a replacement for the post.
Well, yeah. his wife told him not to be Mr. Miyagi. You know, he needs to be Daniel, and so he's finding his own way to be.
Well, then he found his own way, and she's complaining that he's never home or at the business.
Well, they did have that.
So you're saying it's the wife's? It's always the wife's fault.
I'm just saying she said go for it. Then she went for it, and she started complaining.
Sorry, Chris.
Well, they did have that one scene in season one where Daniel was training Miguel in the woods on that big, huge tree, which is kind of like an homage to the what do you call it?
The crane?
Oh, the crane.
Is that what it's called?
The crane kick. You mean the dock? Oh, the crane kick. Okay.
Illegal move.
Illegal move in tournament play. It is illegal.
Yes.
Unless
you kick someone in the face.
And that's the other thing about, and you know, in Karate Kid Part 3.
Wait, can I stop you there for a second? Skip ahead 10 minutes if you haven't seen it.
Exactly. Yeah, we're beyond our 5 minute mark. We also talk about the bullshit behind our heads. Yeah.
You know, the All Valley tournament is supposed to be for, you know, under 18 years old, And clearly he graduated high school at the end of the first movie. So why is he competing in the All Valley tournament in episode 3?
He was a smart kid, graduated at 15.
Oh, okay.
You have a year to compete still. So
you think? Okay.
So I would be remiss without saying, like, one of my favorite moments though was when Dimitri kicked Hawk's ass, like at the very end. Like, yeah. Dimitri's like one of those characters.
But didn't you kind of feel sorry for Hawk though when Dimitri was telling him everyone he was a bedwetter?
Hawk not really. On.
Yeah, he did.
I did not. I mean, Hawk had picked on him so much.
I get it psychologically, but you're kind of like going, okay.
I mean, no. We've all known, at least I have, and we've all known people that are like Hawk that are really insecure, and they just have that in them. They're against the world because they don't want anyone to see them as weak anymore, and you just need a hug, you know?
And they take it out on the people closest to them.
Yeah, they do.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, there you go, Chris.
Yeah, the old man in the stadium.
Well, I gotta say though, this is going to be taken the wrong way.
We drop kicked him.
This is going to be taken the wrong way immediately, and I expect it. But I have to. I gotta say, he's probably the best character on the show.
He is.
Who's that?
Hawk.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I can see that.
Completely overacted, but it's done so well. I mean, it is. He's awesome.
He's a good actor. Yeah. You see him. You see him in that flashback scene where he's all nerdy and insecure, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, it flips and he's back to his regular cocky self. And you're like, "Wow, that's a good actor." You know.
Mm-hmm. And who was shocked when Robbie was invited to live with the Russos and him and his what's Daniel's daughter? I can't remember her name.
Yeah, but like I admit, I was like, "That's not a good idea." You don't put a rooster in the hen house. You just don't do that.
Yeah, I bang him.
Who didn't see that coming?
Yeah.
Like, I would never invite another teenage boy into my house if I had a teenage daughter.
Yeah, of course. So,
just it would not happen.
So, anyway, this is a good place.
You play with fire, you're going to get burned.
For a commercial break.
Beep, 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 beep,
so are we done with? Are we done with the? Did we? It was 5 minutes of Karate Kid talk.
Yeah, the 5 minutes are done.
It was good. It was good.
It makes me want to watch it again.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. And one other thing I was going to ask to you guys, and I'm not trying to leave Nick out, because, but how was your Father's Day?
I'll say my Father's Day was exactly what it needed to be. Unfortunately, I didn't get everything I wanted to do out of Father's Day. I had to work.
Oh, okay.
Sure. However, my wife and kids, which is a new phrase that I'm getting used to saying. My wife and kids came and visited
my
me at
work.
And we went to lunch.
Oh, nice.
And then my daughter took a coding class at Apple, and it was pretty awesome because she was actually – everything that they, you know, we want it to be is that, like, you know, we want to inspire kids to want to learn how to code, because coding is probably one of the most important languages right now.
What language?
It was just basic visual coding. So it's through Swift Playgrounds. Mm. So coding through Swift. And she learned how to program a robot to have a dance battle against another kid who's programming their robot. So
nice.
Did her robot win? Of course she did. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Yeah. Dude, well, number it one, did the illegal crane move.
Yeah. No, but she got completely inspired, and now she wants me to buy her an iPad.
Did her robot say, "Put him in a body bag"?
So Father's Day was nice in the sense I got to be with my wife and kids, but I did have to work. I'm on like a crazy, like, I like an 8 day stretch and then a 7 day stretch just because of how days off in the week kind of unfolded for me. And then I'm going to be going on vacation in about a week and a half or so. So
I think all of us pretty much are. Yeah. July is going to be an interesting month for us all.
I'm not working in July. So yeah. I may have to go in for a little bit to do some, do some review work and all that type of stuff. But I'm taking pretty much all of July off through a vacation week and some paternity time. So, I'm paying my dues as it goes for like, you know, the stretches of hours I'm working, but it'll all be worth it in a couple of weeks.
That's cool.
And then I bought myself a computer today.
Yeah, I saw that.
It is glorious.
You actually bought it?
I did. it is huge. But I got a 27-inch iMac. I haven't bought a computer in 7 years. 7 years. Yeah. My last computer was in 2012. And as you guys all know, it was definitely on its last leg, because I would probably get restarted at least 3 times per show.
You'd have that look.
Yeah. Frozen. You're like, so yeah, I decided on buying myself, I'm going to rephrase that, buying the family a computer.
I saved there, Chris.
That this computer is going to be used by my daughter in school, probably within the next couple of years of, you know, she just finished first grade and she can go into second grade. And I think there's a lot of, hopefully there's going to be a lot of content in our school system for kids to kind of get some resources to learn how to do their coding and so forth and so on. So,
at least be able to check for their porn.
Some what?
Their porn. Kids got to learn early, right?
Wow. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You put that in the chat. You put that in
the chat, dude. That doesn't go on air.
I know my daughter's a teacher, and someone got a hold of their computer and was searching for porn or something like
that. Dude, my daughter's 7.
Not your daughter. I'm not talking about your daughter. I'm saying kid. You said kids in school.
Okay. The whole time I thought you were saying corn, and I was like, "Are you talking about? Are you talking about corn again, Jack?" And then I'm like, "Oh, corn."
Yeah. I'm saying teenage kids, I should say. Mm-hmm. Teenage kids.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to teach my kids just the way to not actually save anything on your computer.
Just send them to the Hun. Send them to the Hun. Like, this is what porn used to look like in the 90s.
You had two throwback jokes this last 2 minutes. We get the corn and the Hun. Corn Hun. Should be the episode title.
Corn Hun. There you go. No, I bet I should have been better than that. I was more of teenage kids doing that.
Thanks, Jack.
I don't know. So,
Jack, how did you spend your Father's Day?
Zach had a T-ball game, so we went to that, and I helped coach. And didn't get yelled at. I did at one point tease Zach, and I said, "You got to go run for third." He goes, "Okay." And so when he ran, I held his jersey. I said, go to third, Papa, let me go. So I let him go. But that was fun.
And then he face planted.
No. Luckily, he didn't do that.
Wait, if you guys haven't seen it, you should watch it. There's the World Series, the College World Series right now is on, and this guy was stealing second or running to second, and something happens, like, I don't know if he tripped on his cleat or what, but he completely face plants. I mean, full nose into the dirt while sliding in the second. And you're just like, oh!
Those are the best. Yeah. And then we went over Jay's for a couple hours. He barbecued hamburgers and hot dogs.
Nice.
And Zach wanted to go to a swing set. He goes, "All right, Papa, you got to do something that's funny every time." I go,
wow.
I don't know. Have you checked your dad's computer for porn? I don't know. I'm kidding.
Put him in a body bag.
So I just was like swinging him different directions and stuff like that. So he thought it was funny. But that's how it was. It was a good day.
Nice. I just got served with, you know, lawsuits and paternity tests and all that.
Oh, nice. That's a good way to spend.
And you, Matt,
on a Sunday even.
Matt, how did you spend Father's Day?
Paternity test. My wife's like, "I don't know if these are really your kids."
These kids are talented and look good. I don't know.
It was good. I had a couple requests. Mainly I wanted to watch the USA play the Women's World Cup. So that was kind of like, all right, I don't want to have any obligation to do anything. Just sit there and watch the game, right? You know? So that was nice. I got that. And let's see what else. Oh, and then in the evening, I'd been wanting to see this movie. And so my daughter can be a little curmudgeon-y about stuff, and so I had to play like the dad card. I was like, it is Father's Day. I get to choose the movie we get to watch. And
you pick
that. And in the end, she loved it. I knew she would. So we watched Captain Marvel.
Oh, Captain Marvel. Yeah, that's a good choice.
I thought you were going to say The Dark Tower. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, I want to watch The Shining. It's Father's Day.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You'll love it. You may not sleep tonight.
Here's Daddy.
It's got backwards words. And it's got this really creepy nude lady. So anyway, we watched Captain Marvel, which I knew that they both would like. You know, my son's really into the Marvel universe right now, and my daughter is, she can be just so like, no, I'm not gonna like it. I'm not gonna. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna watch it. It's Dad's Day. I get to choose. So
Dad's Day. And then by the end,
well, that's the other day too.
Well, what but, do you know?
By the end, she was like loved it. So,
well, I mean, do you know what the caution was behind the caution? Like, why does she think that she was going to hate it?
Because it wasn't her pick.
Okay. She's apprehensive to getting into the Marvel movies because she doesn't want to take it away from her love of Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, that's like some hardcore, like Star Wars, like. And I'm like, I did not.
You should have her on your podcast.
They're two separate worlds, though. It's okay, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. She's already done more episodes of On Beru than you have.
Oh, okay. That goes for anybody, really, isn't it? That's true.
Nah, she's not been on there more than Chris, you know,
but more than me,
almost.
Almost.
So, Nick, have you finished Deadwood yet?
You really want to go there?
Yeah.
Because Brian has already ripped into me once for.
Oh yeah, I know. Well, it because you don't make sense, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I finished it. Yeah, I finished it yesterday. I watched the last two episodes of the third season and the movie.
I'm not there yet, but
so you're not a fan?
No. I mean, I like the premise. I like the production. I just think a lot of the episodes are pointless. And
all right, Brian, you're listening.
Yeah,
I'm not even saying it.
It's just like I want stories to go somewhere, and I want it. And the thing is there's a lot of stuff that gets introduced, like you know that guy in season two that kills his own brother because, you know, he gets an offer for $200,000 to sell his plot.
Knows.
Yeah, nothing comes of it. He gets shot, and then he's just a security guy for the school from then on.
Well, he did that because of his guilt of killing his brother, and he lost all his money. He lost all his money at his size place.
I'm just saying, like, what's the point? What was the whole point of showing that? It's like the Earps come to town for an episode. Like, all right, cool. And then that's it.
It's two episodes.
Two whatever. But still, it's just like nothing comes up. You're introducing these stories and these characters that don't go anywhere, and it drives me up the wall. And not that I hate the episode, the show. I mean, I do recommend watching it. I'm just saying, like, it just didn't have the. And it's the same as with what's his name, Major Dad. You know, like
Major Dad is what you came up to describe George Hurst.
Yeah, George Hurst, Major Dad.
You know, that's Patty Hearst's great 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 grandfather. That's William Randolph Hearst.
Oh, okay.
It's the same family, Hearst family.
But it's just like that whole storyline. You just like, just kill him. He's one guy. Just kill him.
They explain it multiple times.
I know, because they'll just replace him with somebody else. I don't care. Kill him. And then
it
showed everybody being weak. And then he ran over all of them all the way to the end. And even at the end, nothing happens to him.
You don't like the fact when Captain Turner and Dan fight, the eye comes flying out.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that was great.
I figured you'd like
that. Yeah. And then that's another thing, Chris, when you get to the movie, it's just like Cobra Kai, and then you're like, shit, those guys got old. You know,
like, well, it's years later, and they were living in rough conditions. I mean,
I know, but still, and that was the
it
one.
It wasn't like they could take a bath and, what's that? Calgon, take me away. I mean, they didn't have that.
Well, that was my one issue, is that it's clearly shown in season three that Doc has tuberculosis, but yet it's been over 10 years and he's still alive. You're like, that's bullshit.
Well, he didn't die. He found one of those herbs.
He had some cure for tuberculosis.
Well, my theory always was, we didn't get it, that the acting group, Languish's acting group, was pulling a con.
Yeah.
We never get that because, well, the show that most people think is the greatest thing in the history of television, when most people, except Nick.
Yeah, well, it's just, to me, a lot of the storylines were rushed and not, because, like, you had such potential with Powers Booth, you know, to actually have a good power struggle between the two, Swedgen and him, you know, and they didn't really do it. And then you see, like, how much crazy shit Powers Booth does, but you don't know why he is the way he is. I've been too spoiled by modern television. It is modern television still. But, like, I want more.
Powers Booth was someone who wanted to be in full control, and he was a puppet for Hearst, and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
My young man!
Anyway. But, I don't know. Like I said, like, I didn't hate it. I just... You know, and then, like I said, like you know, you always want from season one, you want the sheriff and the gold woman to be together. And then what's he do? He does the honorable thing and stays with his brother's wife. And you're just like, this is bullshit.
Well, in the real spoiler for real Deadwood fans.
Yeah, Gold Dust Woman. Yeah, with their
silver spoon. Alma Garrick doesn't exist in Deadwood, in real Deadwood.
Oh, no, I know the sheriff does, but
his wife is actually his childhood sweetheart.
Okay.
Now they do have a son that his brother had that comes to live with him, but he does die.
Aww.
So anyway,
I don't know. Like I said, anytime I watch something for the first time, I'm always the hardest on it. Then that's and it can change. So if I watch Deadwood again, so
you're like Al and Trixie.
I like Trixie.
What?
No. So, like Trixie. Yeah, I'm just a hard ass. Yeah.
The first time you watch something, you're always the hardest. So like porn, it's just like
yeah.
Well, you only get through like 2 minutes of porn the first time you watch it. Anyway, you know. So.
All you need, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, Nick. You don't have to think Deadwood's the greatest show of all time. I do, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't care. I mean,
it's just an opinion. I mean, like I said, I'm hard.
I get it. I'm not criticizing you. I have one more episode left in our rewatch.
I was able to watch not Das Boot yet. However, that's actually right here.
I've given up. I've given up on that.
That right there, Nick. See that?
Oh, I do see it. Yes,
that's Das Boot right there.
Oh, you were ready to throw it in the cabinet.
I was getting ready to watch it, but it's still sitting right there. But I did watch John Wick 2.
Okay,
in 20-minute increments, because that's what I watched when I feed my kid at late at night.
Is that when Dirty Harry kills him?
Training in well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So. I didn't want to share this on the show when we were talking about it, but I wasn't sure if I had seen John Wick 2, and come to find out, no, I haven't. I hadn't seen it at that point.
Okay.
And I did ask a friend of mine, and a friend of mine was telling me how much he hated John Wick 2, and I didn't share that on the show.
Nick?
No. So I was a little bit nervous about watching it, because I didn't want to hate it. I didn't. So I watched it and I fucking loved it. I thought it was awesome.
I don't see how.
So my buddy Eric's out of his mind.
He is.
And
out of his mind.
I've since shared that with him, and he told me to fuck off. So, actually, he told me fuck off because he's like, you know, he's got a thick Irish brogue. He's an Irishman that he gets angry. He told me, go fuck yourself.
I'm surprised he told you. You know, was it in person or is it in by a phone?
No, in person.
Yeah. Okay, I was gonna say, because, like, you know, they don't do it by the phone; they wait, That's the Irish folks. We do that. We don't show anger until we get into your face, and then we just drop kick you.
You have a beer in your hand too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Eric's awesome. He's a good dude. But yeah, he was telling me how much he didn't like it, and obviously, I really liked it. So I've been trying to find a way. I don't even know if it's still in theaters. But
yeah, I mean, because to me,
life has been busy.
Like, because to me, John Wick, the first John Wick, is like a solid B. You know, it's a good action film. You're happy you saw it. You know, the plot's pretty thin, but you get the premise. And then two just shoves it in overdrive, and you're like, wow, this really amped up.
Yeah.
You know, and then by the time you go watch three, you're just like, holy fuck! Like, you can't believe the stuff that's happening. It's so good.
Well, those who have seen it, I'm anxious because I want to know what the fuck's going to happen, right? You know, I mean,
you don't know
at this point. I don't want to spoil John Wick 2 for anybody, but no. You're kind of left in a place at the end of John Wick where you're like, well, shit, yeah. What's he going to do now?
Yeah.
You know,
the first half of John Wick 3, Chris, I really do look forward to your reaction. Your mouth is going to be wide open for the first half of that film. It's good. It's so creative in what they do, and you're just like, wow. You know, I literally left thinking, how can you top that? I just can't see it happening. You know?
Well, good thing it looks like it's still in the theaters. So I have, starting Thursday, 4 days off in a row. Friday night, I'm going to see Dave Matthews. Saturday night, I'm going to see...
Who's Train?
That's not me. And then Saturday night, we're going to see... Dead and Company.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and hopefully someone's going to see my kids. So,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure. That's
yeah, I had to move.
Bring them down here. I babysit all the time.
There you go.
I had to move to a place. The train is me for everyone out there listening. I had to move to a place where at least some noise would penetrate the podcast from time to time. We had sirens in L.A. Now we have the trains in Colorado.
Well, I used to have trains by my work, but that's true. I'm not. I don't podcast at my
We have a train in the distance here. I don't know where it's coming from, but we have a train.
But yeah.
I like Casey Jones.
Casey Jr.'s coming down the track.
Of course, I'm thinking, you know, driving that train.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's going to not the, minus the cocaine. That's going to be me on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you said Dead and Company, so that was already in my mind.
Right. Yeah.
So,
this will be my third or fourth. I can't remember. I mean, ironic, but I can't remember how many times this is going to, but they put on one hell of a show. I know we talked about this before. John Mayer, in my opinion, is the best guitarist that I personally have seen play live. He is that good.
Aside from his face. sorry, guys. Another comment in the chat, guys.
Yeah. It just came to me.
Yeah. It's funny. With this new computer, I have the ability to pretend like I'm on a green screen because it's actually large enough for me to move around. But yeah, thanks, Matt.
No, that was
that Jack. Was Jack.
That was me.
But thanks, Jack.
Immediately went to Matt.
Well, yeah. Matt, to be fair, Matt started this whole thing. Matt started it.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to see Men in Black 2 last – or International last weekend. Not 2. Yeah, God. It's 1998 here. The reviews were so bad.
Why does it have to be Men in Black?
Yeah. it's true. And
I guess it tanked.
But it did. Everything is tanked because I wanted to go see X-Men, and the reviews were, you know, 20% Rotten Tomatoes. I was like, well, I'm not going to go see that now. And then Men in Black was 23%. I was like, well, hell with that. And then, but now I'm considering go seeing, you know, Toy Story 4. So
bring some tissues.
I bet. Well, 3 was pretty sad. Wait, I don't know.
That's not porn. I'm sorry.
Can we talk about Child's Play for a second and all their marketing that has been like taking, Toy Story themes to different levels. Have you guys seen all of these?
They are competing.
I have not. I've only seen one of them, which was I think it was the ray gun pointed at like a dead Woody or something like that.
Yeah, there's a dead Woody. There's the dog, the springy dog on a shish kebab over like an open fire and it's burning.
That's a Slinky, right?
The Slinky dog. Yeah.
I'm not gonna look at Child's Play.
So good.
Another thing I think is interesting is how I'm sure it could be coincidental, but could not be, but like my nephews are like adult and sick humor. And when they saw Ready Player One, you know, there's that one little quick scene where they throw Chucky at somebody, and the guy's like, it's fucking Chucky. And just from that scene, they know what this is about. They're like, I want to go see the Chucky thing, you know? And you're like, no, that's not
fair. When that first came out, that was terrifying.
Wasn't there another Chucky movie that came out?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, like, wasn't there three or
there's a bunch.
There's Child's Play, there was Child's Play 2, then there was The Bride of Chucky.
Did you think that they got the idea for Chucky from the Twilight Zone episode Talking Tina?
No, I think they got it from my buddy.
Jack, you're once again bringing up something that probably none of us have watched.
I brought it up on purpose because it's a classic episode of Twilight Zone. Talking Tina! Telly Savalas.
Kojak?
Well, Child's Play came out in 88, so I'm sure this reference checks out. Child's Play 2, 1990. Child's Play 3, 1991.
I don't think I've seen any of the Chucky movies.
Oh, they're good. They're scary. They probably don't hold up. I haven't seen them since I was a kid.
Movies like that don't scare me. I don't know why, but movies like that don't scare me.
Yeah, so then there was
My Wedding in 98.
Your wedding scared you more than Chucky?
It did, yeah.
Seed of Chucky.
But I'm yelling at the TV. My wife and I were watching one day. I'm yelling at the TV. Don't do it! Say no! But, anyway.
Curse of Chucky, 2013.
I love how that is. I know. Like, flavored. It's so good.
Sorry, I'm Okay, and then Cult of Chucky 2017. I just can't believe how many Chucky movies
just,
there are.
Can't they just burn the stupid doll?
No.
They do. He can't kill him.
He's possessed, dude. Yeah.
It's like Mike Myers.
You can't stop the undead.
No.
So this version of from what I gather from the trailer, this version of Child's Play kind of plays caters to like almost like a Black Mirror type storyline about how everything's all connected, and it's interesting how they do it.
Oh, you know? Nice.
I will probably wait for that to come out on streaming services somewhere. I almost said wait till it comes out on video. Holy shit. How old am I?
Jack, did you ever see The Ring?
I didn't, but I know what it's about.
Because that movie, I literally paused every 10 seconds.
Because my youngest daughter had a sleepover, and they were watching The Ring. And my oldest daughter put the phone in the couch. And when that scene comes up, she calls it. Oh my God! Here, 12 little kids screaming at it. I thought it was funny.
That came out when I was in college. I remember that freaked the shit out of me. That movie did.
Yeah.
Like that final scene of her coming out. Like,
mm-hmm. I like the one where the calls are coming from inside the house. That's kind of freaky.
Scream?
It might have been Scream.
Isn't that the first Scream?
I don't think that's Scream.
It's Scream.
Well, no, that's back in like the 80s. It might have been Amityville Horror. You guys probably haven't seen that one.
Eddie Murphy
does a great stand-up on that one. He goes, I don't know. First time the house said, what do you want from us? Get the fuck out. I'm out the fucking house. I'm out. But no, not them. They got to stay there. What do you want from us? Get out of the house. What can we do? It's pretty funny. I think it's on Raw. It might have been Eddie Murphy's first album. I don't remember. That was when Eddie Murphy was funny.
When a Stranger Calls, 1979 movie.
I told you it wasn't.
So,
are you drawing anything right now?
Me?
Matt? Yeah, I am.
Well, I worked on...
what this, I got?
Now, this is an old drawing, but a favorite of mine. I love to draw this fat cat. It's called Baby. I did not.
Is that a martini? Is that a martini bottle for the Y?
Yeah, sure. If you want it to be.
Doesn't it look kind of like a martini bottle?
I draw a P underneath the cat. And then I also was just kind of doodling on the Unabomber.
That's actually pretty good.
I think I kind of messed up on the
mustache. Oh my God, that's so good.
That's better than the original.
Yeah. Thanks. I don't.
They would have caught him so much faster if they had you.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I just like the timing of that. It's like, here's a cute fat cat. Oh, and here's the Unabomber.
Like, one of the worst serial killers in U.S. history. that was awesome.
So we do have an email, and this person has their choice between the fat cat and the Unabomber.
That's right. We do. We have an email from Julie, actually.
Both are a win-win.
If she wants something patriotic, I just found this laying around. She can also have this American flag. So if she's
take the Unabomber, Julie. Take the Unabomber. Take the Unabomber
for sure. So Julie writes into us the other day. She says, "Hey, guys, it's been a long time since I've written in, maybe since The Married Man. But I've continued to be a loyal listener. I got behind on the shows and have been catching up. Congrats to Chris on the new baby." Thanks. Appreciate that, Julie. And congrats to Nick on the new job.
Grazie.
I'm writing to ask Jack to go into more detail on something he mentioned back in January. You said your daughters were closer to you than their mom up to a certain age, and then were closer to Cindy. Around what age did that happen? What were the changes that you saw? My daughter is 14, and we get along most of the time. But sometimes it seems like dad can do no wrong, and I can't do anything right. She's in therapy for anxiety, depression, and OCD. And even her therapist sees how my daughter acts with me. In fact, I am now seeing a therapist to learn how to respond to my daughter when she gets in one of her moods. I know it will get better. I just hope it's soon. My general question to all of you is, how in the world do you find time to watch and rewatch so many shows and movies? I have tons of things on my watch list, partly your fault because I add stuff that you guys recommend, but working full-time plus a day-to-day activities of being a wife and mom doesn't leave me much spare time. I wish I were one of those people who can survive on only a few hours sleep. That way, I'd have more time to get at all the stuff that I want to see and read. Finally, thanks for keeping me entertained. I, for one, could never pick a favorite out of the group. You are all awesome in your own way, especially Chris.
Nice ad lib there, Chris. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Julie, the naughty Catholic.
All right, naughty Catholic. She did used to be a contributor back the old Merry Man days, but can't pick a favorite. Who's been here from the start?
Just
saying.
Jack, this is not about you. This is about the naughty Catholic.
The naughty Catholic.
Let's go back to her first question. Her first question was about how long did that phase last where she could do no wrong, or her father, or sorry, dad could do no wrong, but she would argue with mom.
I think it's a different relationship between a dad and a son opposed to a dad and a daughter. I mean, I know it's not supposed to be, but it was. I know my oldest daughter was smart because she got into sports, and she would, if she knew I was in a bad mood, she would sit there and watch the Charger games with me, and she would, you know, watch base. She knew how to manipulate is the word. She knew how to talk to dad in ways and stuff like that. Jay and I really didn't get close until we were getting closer, but the Lost podcast really brought us together, common ground. My biggest problem with my kids is I'm not, when I'm asking you to do something, I'm not asking you to do it. I'm telling you to do it. Even though I say, hey, can you do this? And then they choose not to do it. Or my wife is like, oh, you know, you got to reason with them. I go, no, I go, they're going to do it. And that's right. And my youngest daughter, who was very, I used to take her to work with me. She was a very loving child. She was, you know, just, from like 12, 13 on, she's lucky. I'm lucky I'm not in jail, and she's lucky she's alive. I mean, she has issues, and, you know, she had issues and stuff like that, that I think what you might be going through. But now she's pregnant. She's great. And we get along, you know, she had a mouth. Jay had a mouth, and my middle daughter didn't. But at one point, though, I think at some point, girls need to know what, you know, they need a woman's advice. And so that's when my mom, my wife, Cindy, took over and kind of handled the situation. Anyway, they call her every day. Both my daughters call her every day. And I always go, hey, Dad's here. Dad's here. You want to talk to Dad? Because sometimes my youngest daughter will actually call me because my wife didn't pick up the phone.
She goes, Cindy.
Hey, Dad, is mom here? Oh. I go, can you at least say hello, Dad? How you doing? So now she goes, hey, Dad, how you doing? Fine. Is mom there? So, anyway.
Yeah, I not that I'm a parent, but I think people go through phases, you know, because when you're a kid, you need your mom, and your mom is the one that's the nurturer to you, and your dad's not really there. But I guess like Jack's saying, like, I didn't bond with my dad till I was about 14, but that's when a boy needs his dad. You know, if not before, but that's, you know, you switch from like the son loving their mom to all of a sudden it's like, oh, like that's the disciplinary one, or that's the one that's this way. And I need something that's different. But then it flips again too. Everyone out there, you've heard my mom stories. But yeah, like mom and I have a different relationship now than we did, you know, but when you're in your teenage years, you don't want that anymore. I didn't want, you know, someone getting on my ass about shit. So, you know, you tend to go towards your dad, who's a bit more like, hey, like, that's all right, that's cool, you know, or whatever, depending on who your dad is. But now, you know, me and dad are still that way, but mom and I have a much more mature relationship to where it's like, hey, like, you know, let's go hang out together for a week solid. Like, I can't see my dad and I going, well, I guess we could, but it's just different. And like, you know, hormones and teenagers are never easy, no matter if you're a boy or a girl. You said that your daughter has anxiety. I had anxiety, which I didn't know until I got in my mid-20s, because you don't know until someone tells you or you react to it. And anxiety does get better, but you have to acknowledge that you have it. And it's often triggered from fight or flight mode, and it builds in your brain throughout the years, and you have to learn to breathe, and you have to, you know, stop holding your breath. And if you have something that you're worried about, you need to talk about it.
And what's good is it sounds like that's something that she and they are both actively
they're in therapy, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
I've been there, and it is helpful.
It is.
So Naughty Catholic's follow-up question was for all of us, and wondering how the hell we find time to do these rewatches and stuff. And well, I'll start. To be honest with you, I don't. I mean, you can't see us, but right now I'm currently pointing to the Das Boot Blu-ray DVD that Nick convinced me like 87 episodes ago to order on Amazon. It's literally been sitting there ever since I received it. And I've opened it, but I've not played it. And speaking on with Deadwood, for instance, I'm still on like episode 5 of season 1 of my rewatch. And the only reason I'm on episode 5 of season 1. The only reason I'm even that far is because the only time that I have to watch it is on my lunch break, or I'll sit there, pop on my AirPods and prop my phone up and watch HBO. I don't have a ton of time, but that being said, that is a lot of that is because of the fact that I have a 6 almost 7 week old. Oh shit.
Oh yeah. That first year, weeks. I think. Yeah.
Good luck. In all honesty, I'll even pull back the curtain a little bit more. That the other time that I have for time for myself, I work fairly odd hours. I can work anywhere between 6:30 in the morning to 3:30 in the afternoon, or a shift of like 1 o'clock until 10. So I don't have a routine home schedule, which is adaptable but stressful at the same time, and the time that I have to kind of like decompress and unwind, I don't sit down and watch a show. You know, I'll sit down and play video games, or I'll hang out with, you know, with the family when they're home and awake when I'm home. So the time that I have is limited, and it's typically not spent watching a show. That's me. And as far as getting to the movies and stuff, I don't go to the movies nearly as much as I used to. Like back in the day when...
Did he freeze?
Not on his new computer. I can't see him moving.
Yeah, he's talking.
He's talking still.
Oh.
But we lost him. So I'm sure he's finding that out. Or he just keeps talking.
He's just talking.
Oh,
so Matt, now he's real. How do you find time, Matt?
How do I find time? In between all the sex that I have, you know, I pretty much just cram it in there.
I thought you spend your Father's Day. Yeah.
It's So much sex. No, sorry, that was kind of a weird segue, but I mean, like with the Cobra Kai, like I just was like, I was kind of getting some things ready for my sister's arrival. So I was kind of working in the basement, could have the episodes on. I could kind of work and watch at the same time, which is typically how I consume a lot of entertainment, whether it's podcasts or TV shows. Or if I'm making art, like if I'm spending time in the studio, it's hard to watch TV though and make art. So that's typically my podcasting time, like when I'm listening to things, because unless it's something I've watched a bunch, then I might put something on in the background. But my wife and I, like, we've been like, we've picked a show. Well, it's like she has her shows and I have my shows. Lately we've been watching Community, and it's like, I've seen it enough times, but I haven't seen it in a long time. So
we six seasons in a movie.
Yeah. So we've been starting with season one and it's fucking hilarious. I love going through that show.
Yeah.
And finding all of
season
these.
One
like,
is not, season one is not hilarious.
A Community?
It is.
I'm thinking Parks and Rec.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, Community is like, yeah, season one right out of the gate. It's funny. And so
it's like the first three
so
seasons.
I'm not
old. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like skipping ahead at all. It's just like, I watch it with her and that's kind of like our show to watch together. But, yeah, I mean, that's where I kind of carve out my time. There was another question in there, but, I don't know, about kids. I don't have a teenager yet. My daughter is 12. So, we're knocking on the door of teenage years, but
they do.
They will
change. I mean,
I don't doubt that. I mean, I always try to find some common thing that we can talk about or relate to. And she draws a lot. So, you know, we have that as well. A lot of times, and this was how it was with my parents, was driving time. When I'm stuck in the car with either my kid or when I was stuck in the car with my parents, was always a time where you're not looking at each other, but you're kind of together. And it's a time that you can kind of talk about things. Not getting too in depth, but like still kind of, it's a time to touch on some subjects. And, I always find that was a great bonding time between my mom and my dad. But sadly I've lost my dad to Fox News. So, we just don't have a relationship anymore. So, cause he's just hardwired to fear.
Brutal.
And propaganda.
My youngest daughter we were at Zach's birthday party this weekend, and she was talking about how Green Day, and I said, I used to take her to school every day. She rode the bus on the way home, and she used to listen to Green Day song American Idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I talked, she would say, "You need to rewind it," because she didn't want me to interrupt. I would interrupt it. So what I would purposely do, I would say, "So oh, that's right, I was supposed to be quiet."
It's great.
This went on like the whole year, and then there was this body of water that you cross over to get to her school. It's like I don't know what it is. I don't know what you call it. Looks pretty gross. Like I started this year to, I'll give you 10 cents. You go swimming in there. By the end of the year, I think we're up to like $1.95. Okay. Up to penny. Every time I took her, I go, "I will give you 11 cents. And she'd just look at me like, "You're such a dork." And now she looks back and she thinks it's funny. At the time, I'm just trying to make her laugh because, you know, she was so angry.
I feel like growing up as one of Jack's kids is quite exactly how you think it was. Like, if you're listening to this right now, like, I think that is probably the most transparent thing in the world. I bet you know exactly what it's like to grow up as Jack's child. It's kind of like this show.
Yeah. I'm pretty much who I am. I mean, that's I am what I am and I'm what I am. I'm Papa the Sailor Man.
I would have paid money to think that you would say that.
Yeah. But I make the bad dad jokes.
I would have paid $1.95 to think that you would say that.
$1.95. I am what I am. She used to just hated it when I would. She was now. I go, "I was so stupid. I don't know how you put up with me." I go, you're my daughter. What was I going to do?
Yeah.
Couldn't disown you.
Chevy at the car.
Yeah, I thought about that a few times.
Put her in a body bag.
Jack went there. He put her in a body bag.
As far as having time to rewatch, my thing is I'm a terrible sleeper. I don't sleep very well. Yeah, especially if my back's bothering me bad. It's like, so I'll just right now I'm watching Barry. I'm on season 2 of Barry. Just finished episode 2 of Barry.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, but it's also got a really dark side to it. I mean, I like it a lot. That's when I find time. Like, my wife and I were rewatching Deadwood. She saw Friday Night Lights. We might rewatch Friday Night Lights, which I've never done. I've never gone back and rewatched it.
Oh, it's great.
So it's the best show that nobody was watching, so I'll probably go back. We might go back and watch that one. Yeah. But she has shows she watches that I don't like, and so I don't watch them. And she goes, why do you always have to watch shows you like? I go, because your shows are terrible. But no, I do try to watch shows that she likes.
Nice.
I mean, I watch Victoria, and then she went and watched the season without me.
Hmm.
Anyway, so left me hanging.
How about you, Nick?
Yeah, with me, of course, I have more time than the other three because I don't have kids or married. But usually, whatever we talk about here, if I haven't seen it, that usually takes priority. So I'll put that on the top of the list to watch. So things like Deadwood.
You know, I'm not recommending any more TV shows to you.
Okay.
you'll probably hate Breaking Bad.
I don't know. I like Better Call Saul.
What was the point of Breaking Bad? When he was fixing the meth, I don't get it.
I just want my shows to make sense. You know,
it doesn't make sense.
In the last 3-4 episodes of Deadwood, you have Swedgen telling what's his name, the Chinese guy.
Woo.
You have Woo like, go get your guys, get your army,
That's not what he says.
Well, whatever. You're expecting this huge conflict to happen between like the Chinese army and all these hired guns, and nothing happens.
Well, because just first saying. Left town.
Just saying. Anyway. But, you know, so something like Black Mirror, for example, I will watch an episode of that when I can, but I'm not going to binge it. One, because it depresses the shit out of me. But, you know, it's just like, so I have a list of shows I'll watch when I can, or like when on off seasons, like right now, there's no TV on much. So I can binge something really quickly and watch it like Deadwood. And, so like, even like what Jack's saying with Barry, I have not watched one episode of Barry. So who knows? Maybe I'll start watching Barry. But I do have a list on my iPhone of lots of shows that people have recommended me over the years. And if I'm just really bored, I'll just like look through the list and go, like, oh, let's check this out. Because I tried to watch one, I think it was Babylon on Netflix, but it's all in German. And I was like, I don't want to read right now. So I didn't watch it. Nope. No, Matt's just frozen. Okay.
Oh, is Matt frozen?
No, he's good. There he goes. Okay.
He was just
judging me in a steel face. Oh, now he's muted.
Can't hear Matt.
Can't hear Matt. So something's up with the stuff tonight.
I don't know.
It's not me.
No. It's Chris's new computer.
Yeah. I'm hacking the Matrix.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
It's your daughter learning all that code.
Jack, how about you? Did you? I think you kind of answered throughout.
No, I'm good.
I'm just
quietly listening.
I'm rewatching Friends with Ava. I can hear you now.
Wow. But it's like a minute behind. Funny.
What?
That's so funny. His audio is literally like 10 seconds off from this video.
Well, yeah. Matt swears a lot, so I had to put him on a delay.
A live sensor.
I'm delayed.
Just, yeah, now you're like about half a second.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need to delay his chat because it's very pretty offensive.
Funny.
Anyway, so Jack, you said you're rewatching what?
I'm rewatching Deadwood, almost done, and then it's gonna be Friday Night Lights. I think it's gonna be Friday Night Lights after that. I don't know for sure. But we'll see what happens.
Nice.
It'll be go ahead, pick it, I'll watch it. I don't care. We talked about watching Outlanders on Netflix.
Have you never seen it?
Never seen it.
Oh,
I hear it's really good. But my wife doesn't like the shows that go back and forth. I said, you know, Lost used to do that. She goes, well, I always hated that. I go, but it told this, it tells the backstory. Because my favorite part is when they go and do the backstory. I love the backstory because they're doing it in Barry. They do backstories where you get more into the character about, okay, why is this doing this or why is he doing that? Where you can understand it.
Outlander doesn't do a back and forth. It's
two time.
It's two times. Yeah, I think you'll like Outlander. It's definitely a few episodes where you're kind of like, eh. But for the most part, it's pretty satisfactory.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch. I told her, I said, well, if you don't pick it, I'm gonna watch it.
The season one in particular is like Game of Thrones in the fact that you're very impressed in how many creative ways they think of to show her breasts. I did not know that you could do it that way. All right.
Well, Sherry on her Facebook page was trying to say, you know, there is nudity. I said, look, you don't have to keep convincing me to watch it.
Well, I mean, like I said, like there's just the season one, and I think a little bit of season two, it's just like every episode, it's like, boom, there's some boobs. You're just like, what the hell? Like, all right.
Was it Saturday Night Live that did the thing, Deadwood, how we need to show boobs or something like that? And anyway.
Well, but, I know they did it for Game of Thrones too, where they had like a guy being George R. R. Martin, and they had some like 13-year-old kid behind him going like, and like you hear like George R. R. Martin like writing some beautiful piece of literature, and then all of a sudden you hear like a 13-year-old go like, "Now show her tits," you know, like that's how it's.
Yeah, I do remember that. Okay, but anyway, do you like this podcast? Do you like it? Do you shop Amazon? Anybody?
Yeah, I bought some pretty illicit shit on Amazon recently, so hopefully you guys can see it.
Was it porn?
Yeah, not quite.
You can go to janejack.com, click on the little button that says Amazon, and it looks like your normal page, but every little bit you buy helps every one of our podcasters. You can also help us by becoming a patron. Go to patron. Just go to janejack.com, click the button that says become a patron, and you can go from one penny. Can you do a penny? It go to a dollar, to a million.
What about $1.85?
I'm sure you can do that too. I need to block the chat. that'd probably be a short one, a small one. Anyway, so you can do that. Every little bit helps, but we thank Tack from Tokyo. I'm sorry, wait, hold on a second. Tack from Paris. Eckhart Richner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Letter Carrier, and Drake the Destroyer. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for everyone what you do. And thanks for everyone that listens. And Julie, if you want one of Matt's originals, you can have the Fat Cat or the Unabomber. Just send us an email to RCADcast@gmail.com. I was thinking Amazing Race. RCADcast@gmail.com. And you can claim your prize.
I'll try to remember to also post them on our Instagram feed, which is also RCADcast.
On Insta.
On Insta.
Yeah.
And on that note, great show, kids. One in a million. Screw you, Jack. You're not taking my line this week.
Nice. Well played.
See you next Tuesday.
Damn it. That's my line.
See ya.
Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.